Hey y'all, it's Monday, March
Yeah.
30th, 2020.
We're in the apocalypse researching Steven Seagal. Getting ready for the Steven Seagal show.
I think I'm gonna bump that up in the schedule just because it seems like, well, it's like, he's a terrible person, okay? Let's just say that right
Well,
out.
let's not go that far. Let's not
But
let's not go that far. Let's not be negative like that. Let's give the man a fair shake. Let's finish the investigation,
I'm just
and we'll
saying.
make the analysis when time comes. There have been many allegations. Many of these allegations are probably true, and he was a man of his time. No, not really.
That's no
Not
excuse.
really. He
Yeah,
was not
but
a man of his
no,
time.
I'm just
He
saying
was.
that I what I was gonna say, where I was going with that, was that we do so many shows about horrible serial killers and everything like that. So I just thought this, even though Steven Seagal is not really that great of a person, apparently, it will still be a lot more fun. At
It's gonna be
least
a fun
he
show.
didn't chop people up and eat them, that we know of.
I'm looking at this as like a paranormal episode, okay?
Okay.
Because it's more like paranormal to me than it is
Haven't
true
done any
crime.
paranormal
It's
episodes in
like
a
a
long
paranormal
time.
episode, fucking, what? There are paranormal claims in Steven
Yeah,
Seagal,
I guess.
Martial arts, Oriental martial arts is making paranormal claims a lot.
Some
Okay. It's basically.
disciplines do, yes.
Yeah, so
Which we
that's a
talked
part of it.
about a little bit on our
Like, I don't
Bullshito
think
show.
Aikido could work. I don't give a shit what this guy says. Aikido itself is a paranormal
I read some
claim.
really fascinating stuff today that I didn't know about him that was really funny, and
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or
Save all
not,
that shit
but
for the
yeah,
show.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna say it. I'm just
Yeah.
saying that that's what I've been doing this morning, is just
Yeah.
I've been reading about Steven Seagal. And
Yeah.
also I must say that oh, speaking of serial killers, Marcus, I think, just sent me a
Yeah.
Facebook message
Marcus, yeah.
and said that, remember that serial killer? We did a show about him, the Grim Sleeper. And he killed
Vaguely.
like a whole shit ton of people. Like, I think it was in LA. Yeah, he died. He was in
Oh,
prison.
he's in prison already?
So I think
Okay.
he died today or yesterday.
Okay.
So I just got the message today.
Fuck that
So
dude.
yeah, pretty much.
Fuck that dude.
We might, so I don't know. I might have to like go and revisit that case, but we did do
Okay.
a show about him a while back. I also want to say that somebody, where did I see it? I saw it on Instagram, or I saw it on somebody's video or something like that. I know probably everybody's sick of like, so our friend Dimitri posted on Facebook today. He's like, I'm so sick of hearing about Tiger King. But
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like,
Marcus is all into Tiger King too. I told you, Marcus. I
but there's
fucking
so
told
many.
you.
Oh, the memes are so good though. It's my favorite one that I've seen so far.
Golden Nuts
It's like a
and
shot from it with, Joe Exotic and like the tigers and the American flag and
yeah.
everything. And then it says, this is the genie that comes out when you rub a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's good internet right
Yeah,
there.
man, fucking there are golden nugget memes going around everywhere. That was my turning point in my fucking life, is fucking as soon as I saw that scene go down. Jenny is my witness. I jumped up out of
He just
bed.
got about it.
I
He
just out of
started
bed.
walking
I
around in
start
a
walking around
circle.
fucking circles, going, shaking my head, and I'm
Going,
just.
I can't.
And I'm they're showing the family and shit, them sitting in the front, that front pew. You know what I mean? And their reactions, I could just see the fucking hatred coming out of their eyes,
That
like
one,
fucking like.
that one woman that was sitting there
Just
was just
like
like, if it looks
saying
could
this,
kill type of thing.
yeah,
Yeah, she was
it
like,
was fucking bizarre as
that dude would be
fuck.
so dead right now if that woman's gaze could
Yeah.
kill.
And I know we got one subscriber who says, yeah, I'm a friend of Joe's. He's a nice guy. I'm just goes, no.
Well, I'm just saying that,
No,
like,
too many problems there,
I
bro.
think he started out as a nice guy, but like I said, kind of everyone in
That's
that was
not what
sort
it
of
involved
terrible.
into.
Everyone
Just
in
on
that
the
was
back
terrible.
of the chimps. Or the chimpanzees too. Should have let them chimps out.
I forgot about that. And then I was
Yeah.
like reading another
They
review
were
or
locked
listening
up
to
for
somebody
10
else's review.
years.
And I mean, at least he had the decency to be like self-aware enough to be like, oh,
Yeah.
well, I should have like
Should have let
let them
those.
be to begin. I'm like,
Yeah.
duh.
Yeah.
If you know about animals,
They
it's
were
like,
reaching out through the bars like, give me the
yeah,
fuck,
chimpanzees are
please.
very social.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just lock them
Yeah.
up by themselves like that. They'll go crazy and
They're
tear your
part
face
human.
off. Well, they're,
They're
what is
part
it,
human.
98.5% similar or something like that. You know
They're
what I mean?
manimals.
They're, that was a TV
Like a
show
TV show,
in the
yeah. It's
70s
like
or
the
80s.
Thundercats or some shit like that.
I don't remember much about it. I just,
Nah, I didn't
mostly,
go
I don't
either.
remember the show. I remember like MST making some jokes about it
Yeah.
because
I don't
they were
remember.
super into
I
like
think it was
70s
a
and 80s
Thundercats
TV.
ripoff.
Was it?
I think so.
I thought it was before Thundercats,
Maybe it
though.
was. Maybe Thundercats was a
Was it like
mammal
a guy
ripoff.
that could turn? Was he a shapeshifter?
I don't remember. I think it was several of them
Oh,
that could
okay.
turn into
I
like
don't
a
even know what the
man-like
premise of the
animal.
show. If I'd known it was the show was going to go this
It was
direction,
shit that
I would have
was
Wikipedia'd that shit.
specifically targeted to the 8-year-old mind of a boy. Oh, that's some badass shit. The man turns into animal. He's a manimal. You know what I mean? And I guarantee you it had werewolves and monkeys.
Werecats, weremonkeys. It had
fucking dinosaurs and robots. And then
werewombats.
And then robotic dinosaurs. You know?
Which, boys, fuck, that sounds awesome. I would have watched that.
Yeah. Missiles on the dinosaurs, jets on the dinosaurs, everything.
See, that sounds rad.
Yeah.
If they made that now, I would watch it.
I'd be all into that shit when I was fucking 8, 9. I'd be like, oh, yeah, man, it's got jets on it. You know, fucking pterodactyl with jets and shit. Yeah.
I was super into dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Machine guns coming out of
its mouth. I knew all the names of, like, all the Latin names and everything. I was a total nerd.
What did you want to talk about? Is that it?
I think so. I was just talking about, like, Steven Seagal, and I think I was talking about that fucking...
Yeah, I'm trying to prepare everybody mentally for the fucking changes that are to come, the accelerationism. And one of the things that I've been studying recently is the effects of pandemic on Hollywood. Hollywood is losing its fucking mind. It's fucking falling apart. The theater systems are fucked up. I don't think it's going to survive in the way that you remember. One of the things that just happened is that some of these studios who made these movies said fuck it, and they're releasing them right to streaming. But the thing is like that's bypassing key players in that system. You know what I mean? So that means certain dinosaurs are going to go extinct. Because they're going to find out that that's going to be a more efficient way of selling a movie. Because the business model of a lot of the shit that they do, of the studio model, is not efficient. That's why Netflix is kicking its ass, you know? So you're going to see a lot of stuff vanish, including, I predict, just on the back of the studio Hollywood, traditional studio Hollywood system falling apart, I think the traditional studio Hollywood movie star will fall apart. There's no reason to pay them all that money. And a lot of it is that people are pointing out, you know, these the reason why a lot of these movies fail is because of social media. These stars get on social media and make an ass out of themselves, and then people don't want to see the damn movie. They don't like them anymore. So the star itself, the movie star, is becoming detrimental to a movie's success. It's almost going to be like it's better to put a nobody in there. Because if you look at Netflix, most of the cast are people you'd never recognize. They're not movie stars. They're not from the generation that, you know.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are actors and they're in a bunch of stuff like I'd recognize them from another movie or a TV show. Yeah. Right, but it's like they probably wouldn't get recognized by 90% of people walking.
And they're not making movie star paychecks. You know what I mean? They're just
working actors.
They're a working stiff like everybody else. You know what I mean? When you start getting into that damn movie star realm, it looks like that's backfiring. That's not a good marketing technique anymore. So I predict the end of the movie star.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of been going like that for a while anyway.
Why would you hire one? They're just going to ruin your movie.
Just because, I mean, I feel like, and we probably discussed this before, but I kind of feel like everything, you know, the coming of the internet, you know, with all the technology being so cheap and people being able to make their own movies for like a tiny, tiny fraction of the cost that, you know, that they used to cost. And it does seem like everything is going more like democratized.
Yeah.
And there are so many more options for people like independent filmmakers to get their shit out there for like people to see. And it's like, yes, there's a glut of stuff. Most of the stuff is probably pretty bad, but you know, I do think that there's better movies. And I'm not shitting on, like, you know, big budget Hollywood, because I've seen some good ones, like, recently and in the past few years and stuff. But I do feel like it's going to go the way of just smaller studios, like, making movies that they wanted to make for much less money.
Right, with a smaller audience, but that actually goes to it.
Right. I think it's going to go to like smaller niche type of things, which I think that's been going on.
That'd be a lot better.
And, you know, like I said, that's kind of one of the best things about the internet is that you can find exactly what you want. And you can find like a few thousand other people that are into the exact same shit as you. And you know what I mean? In some ways, you know, you can bemoan the loss of like, oh, when everybody had the same TV channels and everybody talked about the same TV shows and everybody, because now everything's really fractured and stuff like that.
We grew up during that time. That time was not cool, actually.
But yeah, it's like, I don't really miss that.
No, bad.
Where everybody was like talking about the same, because you didn't really have that many options.
And we ended up not being able to watch television. It wasn't made for us.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because yeah. I felt like that was like kind of like isolating, because like a lot of the popular TV shows, like when I was growing up, like in the 70s and 80s, I wasn't really into them. I was into like, you know, more weird shit.
Yeah.
And there, and it was harder to find other people that were into that. It was harder to find weird movies.
It was hard to be goth back then.
Well, it was. And it was, and it was hard to be into like weird music. Yeah. It was hard to be into weird movies. It was just like harder to find everything, especially where I grew up, that, you know, it wasn't like a real big city.
Around.
So you had to like order everything through the mail, and it was like a big giant pain. So I don't really miss that kind of like, oh, we all like watch the same stuff. It's like, I would rather it just be, even if, you know, one show that you like doesn't get like hugely famous or doesn't make like millions and zillions of dollars, it's like at least it has like a hardcore base of, you know, a million fans or something like that. And that's exactly what they like.
And I predict the actors of the future in these future movies, and a lot of this is what I'm talking about, is happening now. They're going to be kind of like working stiff actors, and they're going to be under order. You can't go on social media and run your fucking mouth, because it ruins movies.
That's what they used to do back in the old studio.
That's what they used
days.
To do.
They'd
keep everybody's
shit under wraps.
Right. For a while, it seemed like Hollywood would send their fucking actors out there to go out there and, you know what I mean, run their mouths and grandstand and it. And I guess that generated ticket sales, but it doesn't anymore. I think the public's kind of turned against it. I mean, you know, good example, Brie Larson. Brie Larson ran her mouth in fucking movies, started not doing that well. You know, just...
It just seems
people
like...
People can only put up with their shit for a certain amount of time.
Well,
it's not the 1980s anymore.
Well, and the thing, too, is that... I mean, it depends on what kind of movie, but if you're making, like, just a fun popcorn, you know, superhero movie, let's say.
Yeah.
People want to go see that,
it's
like,
escapist.
To turn their brain off, like, an escapist. And if you, like, attach all these other things to it,
your shit's going to fucking go down a tube.
Then people are going to, like, get kind of soured on it, because they're like, man, I didn't really want to think about that, like, going to see, even if they agree with her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I didn't really want to think about it. I just wanted to go see a fun fucking movie
that's
on Saturday, you know.
That's what happened to Birds of Prey. They sent them actors out there to talk shit, to grandstand behind that movie. And going, this is a woman's movie. The men are going to hate it. They didn't go see it. They shouldn't have done that. What was his name? The guy who played Obi-Wan? Ewan McGregor. I liked the guy, but they gave him orders to go out there and fucking say crazy shit about the movie, which pulled the legs out from underneath the movie.
Well,
yeah,
it's
fucking
dumb
bomb. You know what? The movie was pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's dumb because I didn't get that sense from the movie.
That's
that
the,
it's
the,
like,
the
that
movie
it's like, oh, this is not a movie for men to
watch. Yeah,
I didn't the movie wasn't like that at all.
No, it was just like a normal movie from the 90s.
Yeah,
like
I didn't
like
get
the Crow or some stupid shit.
I didn't
shit
get
like
that
a,
message from the
me
movie.
Me neither.
At all. You know what I mean?
They went out and tried to sell that movie as having some kind of a pro-feminist fucking political message, and I didn't see any political message.
That's what I mean. And like I said, I would consider myself a feminist. I agree with some of the shit that they said, but it's like, I don't know. One, you don't have to attach to the movie, and two, that wasn't what the movie was about.
Yeah,
it was just like a fun.
It was just a fun
action movie.
Fun,
there wasn't
lighthearted action movie.
I mean,
it wasn't
you'd have to really, really stretch to like see any kind of like political message.
It wasn't anti-man or anything.
Not at all. I didn't find it anti-man.
It was just a silly, feel-good action movie that was like semi-comedy.
I feel like maybe people nowadays have gotten so fucking highly strung that they think any movie that just has a bunch of women in it is automatically anti-man.
I don't think so.
It wasn't at all.
I think what it was is it was just a normal movie that was pretty good, and they hired an advertising...
Well, they were trying to stir up controversy.
Yeah, they hired an advertising agency, and they thought if they stirred up a bunch of controversy about it, it would get a bunch of asses in the seats. Nobody saw it.
Sometimes that works.
Not anymore.
But a lot of times it blows up in your face.
It blew up. And that just goes to show you that these big Hollywood studios are hiring people that are very detached from reality and are actually destroying the products that they make. They should just release the shit. Just let it go naturally.
Yeah, just...
Don't say anything about it.
I mean, just...
It'd have been better. They'd have made more money had they said nothing about the fucking movie.
Well, yeah, because then people would have seen it and been like, hey, that was
and
pretty
good. Yeah, made their own conclusions about it.
Because it was good. I liked it.
They don't
it.
Need to be hiring these fucking promotional companies to hire it.
Well, like I said,
You make the fucking, what do you call it thing? You make the trailer and then you just shut the fuck up.
I think, like I said, I think people are trying to, I mean, I'm not going to say that outrage doesn't sell, because it does. It gets attention.
It's hit and miss, though.
But, yeah, you never know. Yeah. It might work. It might not. And in a lot of ways, I think more studios, because there's so much money on the line, they're willing to take the risk just because they want the attention.
Yeah.
But sometimes it kind of like, you know, there's a backlash.
Yeah.
But I do see where they're coming from, because they are right in saying that, like, outrage gets clicks, it gets attention. It does. Negative shit gets attention. More than positive shit does, unfortunately.
Yeah, but look, they probably spent millions or tens of millions of dollars they probably gave to that company to promote that thing, and they botched it.
Yeah.
Had they saved that tens of millions of dollars and just put a damn trailer out there, you'd have had a neutral audience, and it probably would have, not only would they save the money on promotional fees, they would have probably done better at the box office.
One thing about Birds of Prey is that they
the
also...
the title was fucked up.
They also shouldn't have paid the person who made the first trailer, because the second trailer was much better.
Yeah.
Like, the first trailer, I was like, that was kind of dumb. But then, like, the second one, I was like, oh, that's much better. Now it actually looks like
second
a decent
trailer
movie
was better.
That I would want to see.
And whoever titled that movie was fucking insane. It should have just been kind of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, and then you could have put, like, Harley Quinn called Birds of Prey or something like that. Yeah, because, and a lot of people said that just because... Yeah. You know, the Birds of Prey were in it, but not really till the end when they all teamed up and stuff. So it was a little bit of a misnomer.
What's the name of that actress? She was the one from...
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she was
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
She played Sharon Tate.
I think she did a great job in it.
And she clearly loves playing that character. Yeah, I said, I didn't see Suicide Squad, so I don't know, because I think a lot of people shit on
it
that
was
one.
It was just a shame. Now, I think maybe they should have gone for an alternate... Harley Quinn look. I think she should have been, because there's a bunch of different ways she was drawn.
Like you said, more tank girl looking.
More tank girl, more punk rock looking. I think it would have looked better. Now some people go, oh, you weren't going for that male gaze. Male gaze puts fucking asses in seats. You don't have to go that way. But what is male gaze? It just means, what is attractive? You know what I mean? Does semi-nude attractive? I'm not necessarily saying that. But what if she was... Like, look at Catwoman, the Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman.
Yeah.
She wasn't hardly
good
even,
one.
She wasn't even hardly even showing any skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that was sexy.
Yeah.
You know? And there was a lot of Harley Quinn costumes that were like along that same lines. They should have gone that way. A little darker, a little more edgy, you know?
Yeah.
She looked a little frumpy in that frilly fucking thing that they had her in.
Yeah, the feathery thing.
I
get what they were doing. Like, I liked some of the costumes, but yeah, I can see
she has
saying.
A nice figure that she, you know what I mean, they should have fucking, you know, not really showcased it, but just not concealed it.
Yeah,
they should have put her in something a little more sleek, you know what I mean, like a Catwoman type outfit. I thought it would have been a lot better, that red and black one with the fucking little the Harlequin outfit.
Yeah. I get that she was trying, like, the kind of the premise of the movie was she was trying to distance herself
from
Joker.
That. Then
and,
they
like,
should have gone for more of a tank girl look. And it's like it's almost kind of like were afraid to mention the existence of the tank girl movie, because it was a very similar.
I will say that I haven't seen Tank Girl in a really long time, but I remember really, really liking that movie.
It was like,
I think it's bad, but it's like,
it was a comic book movie of its of the day.
Which
was
they
zany.
It took a long time to get those right.
Yeah.
Because they've made like a lot of comic book movies over the years.
Yeah.
Like back in the 80s and stuff like that. And a lot of them were really, really terrible.
The tone of Tank Girl was kind of funny.
It was weird.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always...
Tank Girl was the original Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
As soon as No Doubt like got popular.
Yeah, it's like...
I was like, hey, it looks like
Tank Girl.
That looks like Lori Petty and Tank Girl.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Anything else you wanted to discuss on this Monday, daily, whatever you call it? All right, so we actually did go to the liquor store yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was like one other person in there.
I touched that handle when I opened up the door, and afterwards I was like,
oh no. And he drove home with his hand like that the whole time. And then, like, we had, like, these little bleach wipes, and then he's wiping down the bottles and shit. Well, all they were doing, because, like, with the Publix, we actually ended up not going to Sam's, because it's a lot farther. It's, like, 3 or 4 miles away, whereas Publix is just like,
right
a mile.
There.
And they have a liquor store. So I said, well, they're probably open. I think the only thing, because Publix was full. It looked like the parking lot was full. The liquor store, there's only one or two other people in there. But because, you know, those are the people that had the correct priorities. But I think all they were doing was that they were closing early, because I think normally they would close at 9 or 10, but they were closing at 8 p.m. to do like extra like cleaning of the store. Like everything was being like decontaminated like every evening.
Turns out I saw some data, man. All the rich people are running from New York and are coming down here to hide from the damn plague. In their summer
and they're
homes.
Probably bringing all their cooties.
Yeah, bringing all that fucking cooties down
Piss
here.
Piss off.
I mean, I can understand. I can understand you don't want to be fucking, you know, locked up with that fucking inside that damn city when they all start getting sick and going crazy. You know, rich people are all running. But once you, even if you're sick, at least you're here. They can be sick in isolation. You know what I mean? They won't spread it. But once you guys heal up, fuck out of here. Get back up to New York.
Well, and I mean,
see how I did that? I'm telling them all to go back to the fuck out of here. Go up to New York.
Well, it's sad. Like, at least they have money to, like, go somewhere. Yeah. Like, most people don't.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of, like, stuck where they are, assholes. So, yeah, so.
We'll be sick with them other New Yorkers coming out here telling us what to do.
No, the other rich people. Get sick of the other rich people. Go make each other sick.
Yeah.
You know, leave the rest of us alone. Leave the rest of us alone.
We're not doing too bad. We're not rich people, but we're not tuned to bed either. Just, I don't want to make it class warfare. Just, it's more about, man, every time I get into a fight with some old dude from New York, fucking at Starbucks trying to tell me, you know, what to do. Oh, well, you guys shouldn't be riding those motorcycles because it's us that has to pay for your medical injuries. Man, get the fuck out of here. Dude, I didn't tell you about that one, did you?
Yeah.
It was years back. Man, dude almost got his ass beat. Saying that shit in front of a bunch of fucking motorcyclists and shit like that.
Yeah, somebody needs to learn to read the room.
That dude nearly got his ass beat. He's about 70. And he said that to a bunch of fucking dudes that didn't give a shit.
Well, old people don't know when to keep their mouth shut, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
At the best of times.
Takes a long time for him to heal up.
You know?
He'd have been hurting for a while. Those guys, the guys that I was hanging out with would have fucking stomped that dude into a jelly.
Don't beat up an old man. They don't know any better.
They just would have beat his ass up and laughed.
Just an old man yelling.
They didn't have that kind of consciousness. Okay. You can't fucking project your fucking sanity onto others. You know?
Yeah, because everyone's idiots.
Some people are fucking crazy, yeah.
Yeah, no shit they are.
And I know half of them.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
And you're probably one of them,
too. I'm
one
of them.
All right, so hope you guys are still keeping yourselves safe and healthy out there. Have a good rest of your Monday, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.